So it's our monthly check-in with Jennifer Sandler, who is the Executive Director of Historic Rock Hill. So welcome, Jennifer.
Thank you.
And
good morning.
Let's start by kicking it off with, this is the 40th anniversary of Historic Rock Hill. That's huge.
Yes, it is huge. So we've been around for 40 years. So a lot of people think that Historic Rock Hill is just the White Home. Mm-hmm. But this shows that we actually predate owning and operating the White Home. So Historic Rock Hill started over 40 years ago by a group of people in the community who wanted to preserve historic buildings that were in danger of being destroyed. So they got together and they bought properties, rehabbed them, and then resold them. And when the White Home came up for grabs in 2005, I think the process started before 2005, but they raised a lot of money to be able to buy that property, and then raised a lot more money to be able to rehabilitate that property. And so that's where our offices are today. So yeah, we predate that. So a lot of people think we are just the White Home, but that is actually not the case.
And a part of what Historic Rock Hill does is, I mean, you tell the story of Rock Hill. And, you know, we have so many different people who are coming from all different walks of life, whether
yes.
you've lived here your entire life or whether you've been here for a couple of decades. I like to call myself a transplant. You know,
mm-hmm,
I came to Winthrop University
yep.
and I've never left, and not even during the summer. Like, I've been here since I've been here. But even so, like, you do such a great job of really telling that story. And I think what's pretty cool too is, you know, Winthrop is a huge part of that Rock
Absolutely.
Hill story as well. So you do that by different events and tours. So let's get into maybe some events that you have coming up, and some
yeah.
at Winthrop University, actually.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's a great point. So we, like I said, the organization started as a group of people who wanted to rehab properties. And then since we have the White Home and we have to take care of that space, and we love to take care of that space,
yes,
but
beautiful.
It is 3 acres and 6,000 square feet in the heart of Old Town, and that occupies a lot of our resources. But we have morphed into doing events around town, so walking tours and lecture series, and trying to bring our members and our community to different parts of Rock Hill. So talking about the different, all sorts of different aspects of Rock Hill's history and York County's history, too. So we do, you know, tours in different parts of the county. So, coming up, we have a film showing on Thursday evening at Winthrop. So Historic Rock Hill is a co-sponsor of that event, and it's called The Simrels, A Family in Black and White. It's a CNN documentary that premiered last September, but it explores the 400-year history of the Black Simrels and the White Simrels, and they have a common ancestry of common enslaved ancestry.
Okay.
So it should be really interesting
yeah,
because the two
really cool.
main members of that family who worked in the documentary will actually be at Winthrop on Thursday evening to talk about it. So they'll show the film and then they'll talk about it. So I'm really excited about that. I think that that is a really important part of York County's history and Rock Hill's history, and that we are talking about it.
Yeah, I think that's great. And then the Revolutionary War, you also have an event with them coming up as well.
Yes, so we are. So this year, as many of you know, is the 250th Rev War anniversary. So we are trying to kind of double down on that. So for our programming for this year, so we have the American Revolution in South Carolina, and we have two speakers. We have Robert Ryalls, who is going to talk about the wartime experiences of Reverend William Martin. And so he does a reenactment. So he dresses
okay.
up and
yeah.
he kind of talks about that time and from that perspective mm-hmm. of this Revolutionary War reverend. So that should be really interesting. And then many of you know and love Dr. Eddie Lee from
mm-hmm.
Winthrop.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to talk about the 5 lessons from the American Revolution in South Carolina.
Yes, and of course, he is a part of not only the state or not only our local chapter of, you know, celebrating the 250th.
Yes.
But the state
exactly.
as well. So he is such a wealth of knowledge. And that brings me to another point, too, is that, you know, not that people who are still alive right now, but they have ancestors who were here
Absolutely.
And who were a part of that. And
yeah.
for them to really be able to share that perspective and stories that they've heard all through their growing up and
yeah.
to now be sharing that history, I think is pretty remarkable. So that's
sure.
kudos to all of all of everyone who is, you know, a part of these planning commissions to really help celebrate the Revolutionary War. It's pretty incredible. It's also wedding season. We are gearing up for wedding season. So we just finished Valentine's Day.
Right. Engagement season.
That's right. Yes. Engagement season. February, March, and then April, May, June, July, August is huge for y'all over at the White Home. So what's going on with wedding season?
So we
are there any openings, I guess?
Yeah, we have some openings. So we kind of focus our wedding season is, we have two, so spring and fall. Mm-hmm. So summer is pretty warm, but if you have a micro wedding, you can definitely be inside in the air conditioning. But if you want something bigger and outdoorsy under our tent or on the patio, or on the green space out back, like I said, we've got three green, beautiful acres at the White Home. If you want to be outside, then spring and fall are our best seasons. But we've actually moved into winter as well because we've got sidewalls for the tent and people can kind of, you know, be inside and outside.
And that tent has probably really been a game changer.
It has been. We far exceeded our expectations, kind of our projections financially for how the tent would do for us. And it's been fantastic. Yeah. So it really does change what we're able to offer on site.
It's beautiful. And if you've never been to an event out there, I mean, the way that you can, you know, a lot of people drive by it and see it, but the way it really transforms is pretty incredible.
So, yes.
Yeah, you can do some amazing things with that.
Absolutely.
And speaking of all of the green spaces out there, you also have a collaboration project that you're working with York Tech to also maybe tell a story about Historic Rock Hill and the White Home with some students who are in design.
Yes. So I'm really, really, really excited about this project. This has been on my mind and in my heart. I feel like when I come here, I'm like projecting it into the universe.
We love
like,
that.
Let's
we
just
love
make
that.
It so. And so we are working with some design students at York Tech and their design department to design some historic interpretive panels to go exterior interpretive panels to go outside. When you walk up the walkway from the parking lot toward the White Home, they'll be staggered. You know, again, this is my dream, staggered on either side of the walkway, and we'll have multiple panels telling about the history of Historic Rock Hill. A lot of people come to the site and they don't know that we're a nonprofit organization. They think that we're owned and operated by the city, that we've got tons of money, which is just not the case, and that the city takes care of, you know, the lawn maintenance and that they maintain the home, and that's just not, that's not so. We are a nonprofit organization. So we'll talk about the history of the site, so who lived on the site, so not only the White family, but the enslaved people who lived and worked on the site as well. We'll talk about the history of Rock Hill and how the White family, you know, kind of ties into the development of Rock Hill. We'll talk about some architectural history. So we've got the log cabin and what's unique about the site. So we've got some really beautiful 100-year-old trees. And actually, this is the 100-year anniversary of the tornado that ripped through Rock Hill. So some of you may know that the church, First Presbyterian Church's tower was destroyed in that. It ripped through the side of the White Home and did a lot of damage. And we have beautiful live oaks that were planted. That was 100 years ago this year. So
it was like an outdoor museum almost.
Yeah.
It's telling the story.
Exactly. And so I'm really excited about that because we have people who come to the site for weddings and events, and they're mostly outside and they don't really know a lot about the history of the site. And so this will allow them to have a glass of wine in hand walk up and read about the history and just have a takeaway from that space.
I do love that. And again, just tell people how they can become a member of Historic Rock Hill. You did mention that you're a nonprofit.
Yes.
And so you can become a member, and then that fund or those funds raised go to help with programming and events.
Exactly. So, and actually our events actually fund our programs. Mm. So when we have weddings, those proceeds go to support our mission of preserving Rock Hill's history. So go to historicrockhill.com and there's a tab for membership and you can do that online. And we now have a new digital membership card. Okay. So it's all very seamless. So you sign up and you'll get a digital membership card sent to you and you can use that. We are a member of NARM, which is a reciprocal museum organization. So you can use your Historic Rock Hill membership in different museums around the country.
That's great. And it's also a great place for you to sign up for The Lamppost, which is your digital newsletter to keep up with all of the happenings. You don't have to be a member to grab that, but you'll want to become a member once you start
Absolutely.
Subscribing.
We do some really fun things for great. Sure.
Well, again, we've been checking in with Jennifer Sandler, who is the executive director of Historic Rock Hill. We thank you, and we'll see you next month.